It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee advances a bill that would cut taxes by $2.9 billion. We discuss how the plan could affect our state's financial position in the future with the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Peter Barca is here. You can call in, raise a question, add comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Secretary Peter Barca, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, Kate. Great to be back with you again.
So last week we saw the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee votes to advance this Republican bill that would cut an estimated $2.9 billion in taxes. What effect would this change have on our state government's finances?
Well, the problem with it is that it would actually create a structural deficit in the next biennium. You know, we're projected to have about a $4 billion deficit at the end of this biennium. But the problem is that that tax plan is not sustainable. The governor put forward a tax plan that would give up to relief up to $170,000 in tax relief for families, and that is sustainable, and we could afford that over the long term. And so it's unfortunate that they haven't reached out to the governor and tried to find a good solution. I was surprised last week when the majority leader was asked directly whether or not he was reaching out to the governor, whether or not they wanted to work to create a solution that would work. And he said, no, we're good with what we have.
So the Republican proposal would cut the income tax rate by around 1% for individuals making between around $28,000 and $300,000 annually. Who would benefit the most from this type of tax cut?
Well, the governor really wants targeted tax relief, and that's why he's targeted those that were hurt most during the biennium. And you know, their plan doesn't quite do that. And that's why the governor wants to, you know, is looking for a compromise. He certainly would sit down with the Republicans. As you know, he was able to come to an accord on share revenue, which was extremely important for the communities across the state. And, you know, as I indicated, we do have a $4 billion surplus for this biennium, but going to the next biennium, their tax plan would actually create a structural deficit once again. And we certainly do not want to return to those years. I know even many Republicans have told me they don't want to return to the days of structural deficits.
So you're saying a large tax cut plan could be quite dangerous for our state's finances?
It could. You know, and Kate, as you well know, you know, the biggest issue right now is workforce and trying to ensure that we have enough workers to supply all of our businesses across the state. And right now we're 75,000 workers short because of the number of baby boomers that are retiring. So child care is such a vital element of what we do going forward. The governor proposed that we give 100% of the federal child care credit, which would make a difference. It would move the needle. But he also wants to invest money in the child care counts program because child care centers are running out of funds, and they desperately need this help. The governor also wants to put $22 million in the Partner Up program to help both the private and public sector work together, and it's worked. There's 220 businesses in the last couple of years that did this, and they provided child care for 1,200 kids. But what our economists tell us is the single biggest group of people that are on the sidelines are people with young children. And I'll tell you one statistic that nearly knocked me off my chair when I heard it, and that said it now costs more money. Now, hear this. It costs more money to put your infant in child care than it does to put your teenager in a UW school. And it's just gotten very expensive. It's a difficult situation that we're in, and we're running into really troubling times for child care centers, and they desperately need us to provide some support. So these are the kinds of focuses that the governor has had in making sure that we do have enough workers.
I want to jump in here and circle back around to taxes for a moment. On our show, the bill's author, Representative David Steffen, called the tax cut necessary You know, Stefan says the state has already received enough funding.
We have juiced every different entity that's currently funded through state government. They've all received significant increases as a part of this in the budget, but now there's still surplus. So let's get it back to the people. They know best how to spend their money for the issues and needs that they have.
Secretary Barca, how should this projected $4 billion budget surplus be used? It sounds like you would like to see it used on child care.
Well, no, the governor also does want targeted tax relief. In his budget, he put in enough funds to fund families up to $170,000, and he feels that that is where, you know, where we could best help those that are struggling right now. We, our economists told us that 80% of families have used up any surpluses that they had in their accounts during the pandemic. And so families are hurting at the middle-income level, and that's where the governor wants to target his relief. And this bill doesn't do that. And it also creates a structural deficit. And it doesn't do anything for child care.
We have Wisconsin Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca with us as we talk about a Republican proposal to cut income taxes. You can join in the conversation. Your questions and comments are welcome. 800-642-1234. The proposal includes a tax exemption for retirement income for up to $100,000 for individual filers. And the bill's authors say this provision would help keep retired Wisconsinites from leaving the state. What is your response to that?
Well, the governor said that he would support that type of a provision where we could help retirees to be able to afford living with dignity in their retirement years and to whatever degree it would help to keep people in the state. So the governor is supportive of that provision. In particular.
So, you know, in February, you had said Republican lawmakers and Governor Evers may be able to reach a compromise to lower taxes for the state's top income tax bracket. But Evers vetoed a tax cut for top earners, in the state budget this summer. Is the Evers administration still open to reducing taxes for top earners?
Well, the governor feels at this juncture, it's very clear that with the limited funds that we have available, that the focus really needs to be on the middle class and those struggling to get into the middle class. That's the heart of the governor's proposal. He realizes that that's who's been hurt most during the pandemic and the supply chain issues that we have, and that's where he would like the focus to be, and rightfully so. They desperately do need help.
So if Wisconsin, a scenario would put through a tax cut of the scale, is our state in jeopardy at all of the federal government clawing back some of our COVID relief dollars it received?
With the COVID relief dollars, I missed that part.
I'm just wondering if Wisconsin did put through a tax cut of this size, would the federal government take back any of the COVID relief dollars?
Well, that is the position of the federal government at this time. I mean, they have indicated that there has to be a maintenance of effort and that you really could not use it beyond a certain level for tax relief. And that's been their position all along. It's not clear, though, whether or not they actually go to court to get that money back.
The department's latest estimates, they show general purpose revenue collections grew 2% during the last budget year. That's nearly identical to projections by the state's legislative fiscal bureau. What do these estimates say about our state's economy?
Well, Wisconsin has actually fared well, Kate. Vis-a-vis the national government, our unemployment rates are still low. But there's no question there's been a little bit of a slowdown in revenue growth than we had the previous 5 years. We're still in better shape than the nation as a whole with our economy. But there's no question that as you look ahead, all the national economists as well as our Department of Revenue economists, feel like the the growth levels over the course of the next couple of years will be not be as strong as they had been, you know, the previous 4 or 5 years. So that's another, you know, issue to be mindful of. And, you know, we're required under our state constitution to have a balanced budget. So we're trying to be prudent and to make sure that we're looking out for the most important needs of Wisconsinites, you know, during this difficult time. And that's why the governor focused on historic increase in affordable housing, over $500 million. The governor also focused, you know, on things like infrastructure. And the next big focus is needs to be on child care and then help the middle class, actually.
We only have about 20 seconds left or so. Why do you see the slowdown in revenue growth? What would you point that to?
Well, I think that the economy as a whole has had some, you know, challenges nationally. Obviously, with the Fed's raising interest rates, that means that housing starts have slowed down dramatically. And then there's other sectors of the economy that, you know, are not quite as strong. You know, so as we look ahead, we feel Wisconsin will continue to exceed the national economy. But it certainly has slowed down nationally and in Wisconsin, albeit we are doing better than the nation as a whole.
Secretary Barka, thank you for joining us.
Kate, terrific to be with you. Thank you so much.
Peter Barka is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.